As they debate military strategy in Iraq, lawmakers have also been complaining that the U.S. isn't doing enough to help ease the refugee crisis stemming from the war. Last year, the U.S. took in just 202 Iraqi refugees. Today, the State Department promised to do more. It says the U.S. now plans to resettle some 7,000 Iraqis this year, and it will give the U.N.'s refugee agency more money to aid those who have fled to Iraq's neighbors. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Just back from a trip to the region, the head of the UN's refugee agency painted a grim picture of the burgeoning refugee crisis. Antonio Guterres, who met Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice today, said that Syria and Jordan in particular have been overwhelmed with Iraqis now out of work and becoming increasingly poor.
The number of people poor, especially in Syria, but in both Syria and Jordan, is becoming very worrying. And we have several situations that are absolutely dramatic situations. Even women being forced to use so-called survival sex and things of this sort that are really very worrying. And that's why it's absolutely crucial to increase the capacity to assist this group of people.
Guterres says that at least 2 million Iraqis have fled to neighboring countries and 1.8 million are internally displaced. The UN's refugee agency has appealed for $60 million and plans to hold a conference soon to get donors to ante up. He won some pledges today from the head of a new State Department task force on the Iraqi refugee crisis, Paula Dobriansky.
We will contribute an immediate $18 million toward UNHCR's recent appeal for Iraq, which represents 30% of their appeal.
Dobriansky also announced that the U.S. would agree to take in 7,000 Iraqi refugees who still must go through security clearances. She and another top State Department official, Ellen Sowerbrey, were defensive when asked why the U.S. has been taking in so few. Sowerbrey said it's wrong to assume that most Iraqi refugees want to be resettled into third countries.
This refugee crisis is no different than those that we deal with throughout the world. And most people do not want to resettle in another country. Most people want to stay in the region, certainly have their needs met, but they want to go home.
There is a big difference for the U.S., however. Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy, who held a Senate hearing on the issue last month, said that the U.S. bears a heavy responsibility for the crisis. Ken Bacon, president of Refugees International, a Washington-based advocacy group, says this has been a tricky issue for the Bush administration.
From the administration standpoint, it's somewhat complex because the surge of refugees, now the fastest growing refugee population in the world, is an admission that their policies to stabilize Iraq and make it a safe, democratic country so far have failed.
Bacon says there is another complicated issue for Washington, what to do with those who worked with the U.S. but had to flee in fear.
There are hundreds, probably thousands of Iraqis who work for U.S. military, U.S. State Department, and U.S. contractors as translators, drivers, helpers of various sorts. And many of them are seen as collaborators with the U.S., and therefore they've been targeted by terrorist groups, radical groups within Iraq.
And he says many have fled with their families. Undersecretary Paula Dobriansky said the U.S. is working on special migrant visas for some of these people, and the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad is trying to help streamline the process.
That is one of the specific actions that we are actively pursuing.
Another issue for her task force is the growing number of complaints from Iraqi students and business people who can no longer travel to the U.S. with their old Iraqi passports. The U.S. is requiring everyone to get new passports before applying for U.S. visas, and that often means a dangerous and expensive trip back to Baghdad, precisely what many are trying to avoid. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.